Thank you, Maggie. Our next speaker is Patricia Antonello. Did I say that right? And she's an associate professor at Brooklyn College at the City University of New York, and her current research is in Jamkit, India, with the Comprehensive Rural Health Project. And she's going to give us some information on that.
Good morning, and thank you for staying for the entire panel. Can you hear me? This paper discusses the inspired model of community-based primary health care, known as the Jamkit model, that is now in its 38th year in rural Jamkit, Maharashtra, India, approximately 250 miles east of Bombay, Mumbai. In one lifetime, Lalanbhai Kadim, pictured here, was able to make the dramatic transition from a 12-year-old child bride to a respected health worker and teacher in her village. As she states in a 2006 interview, "No one respected me. Who am I less than any animal because I am Dalit, untouchable? I swept the cowshed and streets for scraps of food. The mayor's wife would throw the leftovers to me that I caught in my sari. Now I am standing on my own. The village children are well-nourished and immunized. Women use family planning. Now I have many saris. Now people call me doctor." This interview is part of an ethnographic study that uses, I'm a medical anthropologist, I should have said that, that uses life histories to assess training, practice, and continuing education of women village health workers. One of the goals of this research project is to assess social change, especially as it relates to gender and caste inequality. The overwhelming gender inequality and social isolation faced by village women in rural Maharashtra is part of the global challenge that motivated Drs. Raj and Maybel Rowley in 1970 to create the Comprehensive Rural Health Project. The mission is that health is a universal right. Eliminating injustice, which deny all people access to this right, underlies our work and using the combination of talents and energy of our staff and families to develop a grassroots movement. They published a book in 1994, simply called Jamkit, that documents their efforts, including economic and environmental development, farmers' clubs, community participation, training women village health workers, the Mahia Vikas Mandals, which are the women's clubs, mobile health teams, and eradicating endemic diseases. The Comprehensive Rural Health Project is based on three principles of equity, integration, and empowerment. It's not hard technology, but social actions that improve health. The input of social sciences in primary health care must be emphasized. The impact of social sciences, there should be a balance among curative, promotive, and preventive health services, and rural communities are capable of planning and maintaining their own health. And finally, medicine needs to be demystified, and knowledge should be shared freely with the people. In 1978, as I'm sure all of you know, the World Health Organization Alma Mater Conference, fostered by Halfdan Mahler, asserted that the key to achieving acceptable levels of health throughout the world is primary health care as part of social development and in the spirit of social justice. The Jamkit model preceded this conference by 8 years and served as a template for comprehensive primary health care. Nevertheless, the ink wasn't dry on the 1978 Alma Ata declaration when the concept of selective primary health care was forced on international health with pressure from the World Bank, the Rockefeller Foundation, and USAID. I suggest, along with Hong and others, that Gobi and other selective neoliberal strategies undermined a major component of Alma Ata that encouraged the potential for local mobilization that would ultimately lead to social change, thus raising the question, were these selective strategies intentionally short-circuiting the potential for local grassroots change? Gender inequality, and you can see here, this woman is working for a dollar a day building this road, that's a boulder. And this woman here is very pregnant. Gender inequality is an issue without borders. Amartya Sen asserts that the deprivation of women and gender inequality is a far-reaching societal impairment. Women who do not attend school or own property bear the burden of strenuous work and are exposed to domestic and physical violence. As mentioned above, gender inequality and social change is the central focus of the analysis of this ethnographic project. But as Amartya Sen is quoted here, how can we come to terms with the extensive presence of such adversity, the most basic privation of human beings can suffer? Do we see it simply as a human predicament, an inescapable result of the frailty of our existence? Rather than lamenting the adversity of nature, we have to look for better comprehension of the social causes of horror and also of our tolerance of social abominations, end quote. On the right here, this is from a book, but you can see this ad for an arranged marriage. How caste and patriarchy operate within the social structure is crucial to understanding the evidence of gender inequality. As Mohanty asserts, to treat these factors as purely ideologies which can be transformed without a change in consciousness is to ignore their social roots. Quote, only when the fight against caste inequality is built into a wider strategy of comprehensive social transformation will oppressed castes and classes have better prospects. Okay. The Jamkett model confronts gender inequality directly by selecting women as village health workers. Based on this experience, the Aroles characterize the principles for selecting and training village health workers, that it should be preferably a woman, a representative of the poor, accepted by the poor, roots in the community, residency in the community, literacy level on par with the community, motivation and commitment to work as a vocation, and the desire to learn. Consistent with the underlying structure of CRHP, and to ensure that all castes, social, economic, and religious factions were included in the selection process, it was done through a village meeting. Thus, the Jamkett selection becomes a village-centered decision, and the notion of self-determination is supported. The village has a stake in the success of the project, and the woman selected for training has a mandate from her community. This drawing by a local artist depicts how Hindu women of all castes and Muslim women slept together during their training. Just as her selection is based on a function of the underlying philosophy of the model, the village health workers' training is conducted in an atmosphere of trust and mutual support. All of the women that I interviewed for this project reported that their training was the first time they saw them left their houses, but also saw themselves as individuals and not just someone's wife or daughter. By dismantling inequality in their training and emphasizing self-esteem, honesty, and integrity, a natural bond emerged among the women. In training, quote, hierarchy is replaced by a sense of belonging to a team. Learning to share with each other becomes the climate. My research examines the transformation in the lives of women village health workers. Anthropological life history interviews, ethnographic field methods are used to compile data of women's lives and generational change. On the right here is my informed consent that was translated into Marathi. 32 women, each representing one village of the 132 eligible village health workers, completed the full life history interviews. Based on this data and CRHP data, women's lives have changed dramatically over the last 38 years. For example, the age of marriage changed from 12 to 18. Of course, it's mandated, but birth of a woman's first child changed from 15 to 19 years, and girls attended school for at least 8 years, and domestic violence was virtually eliminated. The CRHP healthcare system, the bicameral organization model shown here of the village structure on the top, and the health center plan on the bottom demonstrates the central position of village health workers. The village health worker is the center of the primary health care organization, and the village health worker assists when villagers receive health care at the hospital clinic. So how did women village health workers succeed? How were illiterate women able to learn to be health practitioners? What was the process through which the village health workers were accepted by the community? As Lalanbai, who you saw at the outset of the presentation, points out, with care and patience, women will listen. Village women saw that their babies survived. Diarrhea is solved with oral rehydration therapy. Fevers are treated. Immunizations kept babies from disease. Changing food and nursing practices kept babies growing, and recording babies' weight showed evidence of progress. Quote, when women believe that their babies will be healthy, they gain confidence in the village health workers. Actually, this is a quote. She said, they gain confidence in us. When women see that their babies are healthy, they're open to learning new ideas such as family planning. So this leads to the corollary question, how were village health workers able to contribute to the sustainability of the JAMCAP primary health care model? Each village health worker works in her own village of approximately 1,500 people. She is the vanguard of child health, prenatal care, and childbirth. All of these are conducted in the homes, and the deliveries are done in the homes. And then she is the conduit for a connection to the health center. The statistics here speak for themselves and the sustainability of this model for the last 38 years. The infant mortality in 1971 was 176 per thousand, in 2005, 24.3 per thousand, compared to the Indian National statistics in 06 of 57 per thousand. 97% of women in the project villages receive prenatal care. So how were village health workers able to sustain their role as health practitioners, and how did women village health workers use their position to influence social change that directly affects gender and caste inequality? I argue that the JAMCAP model, the basic philosophy of equity, integration, and empowerment, and the selection of women as village health workers is the driving force for the sustainability. Developing the means of teaching illiterate women, encouraging improvement by developing self-esteem and competency in providing health care, and the continuing education are central features of this project. In this way, it satisfies Mohanty's recommendation of fighting inequality with a wider strategy. Finally, the women themselves use their new status in the community to organize and promote the needs of all of the village women. With the support of CRHP programs, village health workers initiated women's clubs to teach about health. Then these clubs became much more and laid the groundwork in each village for the health worker to transfer what she learned about gender and caste inequality through her own experiences to the women in her village. A positive outcome of this was beginning the Bishi systems, or the Bishi organization, and you see here this is a record book of the Bishi system that enabled women to form money lending groups. In addition, microeconomic income generation schemes contributed to sustainable social change for women and families. The woman on the left here owns the store in her village. And as Sangeeta, one of the village health workers, says, quote, no one valued me. No one knew my value. How did I do it? I improved my family, my neighbors, and my village. My husband was disabled. We were very poor. Because I learned about income generation, we came up from poverty. Now that I am earning, my family respects me. Another village health worker, Lilabai, explains, quote, I was not allowed to leave the house or to move around the community. Now I am the main person of the women's group. Nobody gave us the key to our brains. Who would think we could go to the bank and it's possible for us to have money? This picture is a perfect example of the success of the jam kit model, especially for women. This woman, Babai, is a Dalit woman. She's a village health worker, and she's the mayor of her village. She's pictured here building her own home. She actually is making the concrete for that wall. So in conclusion, the jam kit model rejects biomedical paradigms and neoliberal approaches that promote selective health concerns for intervention. Instead, the Comprehensive Rural Project recognizes that ultimately the causes of poor health and lack of well-being are located in the social relations that create caste and gender and are in turn embedded in underlying history, social, political, and economic processes. The sustainability of the jam kit model is based on comprehensive primary health care that begins with food and water and emphasizes economic and environmental development with the collaboration and participation of each community. The women village health workers themselves, by generating consciousness and knowledge through healthcare, women's clubs, and income-earning projects, shape the equity that led to sustainability and social change. Thank you. No, they held a village meeting, and what I am mostly talking about the village health workers, but what they had done is formed farmers clubs, and but the elected mayors of each of the villages met, and the farmers club met, and that body, almost all men at the very beginning, selected one woman from the village to go to be trained. And what they thought actually was happening was that they were just picking someone to go to the hospital to work, to wash the floors or do something menial. They didn't realize that these women were going to be trained. And that's how it started out in the very beginning. And now the village health workers themselves make recommendations about who should be selected. And especially now that the women, the first group of women are getting older, they're recommending women in the village to be selected. But it still is approved because it's very much a community participatory project. It's approved by the a meeting of the entire village.
So how important is it for these doctors to take rolling mm-hmm. How important was it for them to be involved? How intimately were they involved in the process and set up the whole system?
Oh, intimately. I mean, they do the teaching. They set up the program. They created the they use these charts to teach women using local aphorisms. They did all of it from the very beginning, and they still can. Unfortunately, Dr. Maybelle Arole has died, but the Raj Arole and his daughter, who's now the medical director and a physician, continue the teaching of the village health workers. Yes. Right. Well, in fact, they have become a training center for all over India, and they have a contract now with Andhra Pradesh to teach this model to work in this area. Now, the catchment area, I don't remember if I said this, is 300,000 for their particular area, but the model of selecting local women and teaching local women to work in their own villages, and by the way, they also don't get paid by the organization. They get money lending things and other microeconomic things. But that model is now being transferred to the whole state. And they're training the trainers to do this. So, and the model is also being used in urban areas and in other parts of the world, in South America and Colombia and other places. So it's, but these people were also at Alma Ata. It's a very famous model.
I was in John Kitt. I got to know Roger Maybell well, and then helped to make the connection between John Kett and Austin Mahler to move on to the Alcohol Mahler. And I was in Almaty last week.
Oh, were you?
The 30th anniversary. But I just remember one event, and that is I'm just so impressed with how Roger Maybell interact with all of these women.
It's unbelievable.
Community. And I said, how do you do that? And they said, Jack, it's one word, trust.
Absolutely, and I can't tell you how many times I interviewed women and they'd start talking about Maybell and start crying. It was just really amazing. I don't know, but I was there when the Minister of Health came. It was a major... But I think they are doing it. The Minister of Health is organizing it. It started in June, or at least the ceremony of them doing it started in June. And what happens is that they bring trainers in who then go back and train. So they come to JAMKET and they're trained there, and then they go back and train on different levels.
And a round of applause for all of our speakers. That was great. And thank you, everyone, for being here.
Sorry, do you have any garbage, any trash? Thank you. Have a great day.
I just have a very quick question. I was doing kind of working with kind of similar events in Africa. There's one thing I was going to ask, but because you're another man, if there was any backlash from the men in the community that were upset, because in Africa where I was working, in Kenya where I was, the men were upset that the women that were supposed to be cooking their food to take care of them, that were being taken out of their home.
This is why this cousin is so
they don't take them out of their home.
They go for training, they come, they
Care of women